Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio,
and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, once again, thank you for tuning into the most delicious hour on radio that you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock. I have one question and one question only for you right here, right now. Where you at? Because once you find out where we're broadcasting live today, you're going to want to join us because we are broadcasting live in surround sound from the biggest and the best and the baddest garage sale in the galaxy. We are center court at Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetmore Road. Right near the Tucson Mall, having a great time. We are just 4 weeks counting down to the kickoff of the most delicious event in college sports. We are getting ready for December the 30th. It is the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. There is all kinds of deliciousness dialed up for you on what is going to be the best day in college sports all across the galaxy. We're going to be talking all about it all hour. So come on down and join us for this live broadcast from Cerveza's. Now, when we're thinking about who our celebrity co-host is going to be, you know, these are intentional kinds of decisions. These are serious kinds of decisions. And when you're talking about great food, great football, great community relations, the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, all of our pathways lead to this week's celebrity co-host. She is the senior VP of marketing and business development for Nova Home Loans. The Honorable Kim Adair is with us. What's going on,
Kim? Hi, Matt. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to see you. Now, you know, chasing you down is not easy to do. I mean, even on a Saturday afternoon, I had to go through, you know, this line of publicists and agents and brokers to find time on your calendar to sit down with us. We made it through.
Well,
congratulate
us. I don't do many events, but I'm doing this one. All right. For sure with you, Matt.
I'm so happy you're here. Well, before we let the hour slip away, let us raise our glasses and toast the most delicious hour on the radio. I have chosen a Modelo Especial. There's a reason why I'm drinking Modelo today. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. What are you drinking today?
I am also drinking Modelo today, Matt. What a coincidence.
All right, chink, chink, here we go. You know, I love Modelo Especial. It's just that snapshot of Mexico. Beautiful, cool, crisp, great beer to have as we're talking about football.
I love Modelo, too, and I love football, so I'm excited to get started.
What about a great segue here? So speaking of football, you know, Nova Home Loans has been such a strong community partner here in Southern Arizona, and in fact, worldwide now. The brand is just going everywhere. But you have your name on this great bowl game. Talk to us a little bit about how that got started, because that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and we were super excited to get involved with the bowl game because we knew how much it would mean to Tucson to have a bowl game
right
back in Tucson. So how it got started is that our chairman of the bowl, Ali Farhang, and John Volpe, the CEO of Nova Home Loans, actually, they coach football together at South Point. And they were talking on the field, and Ali's like, you know, we've got this chance to get a bowl game here in Tucson, but we need a title sponsor. And John said, let's talk about it. And the next day I got an email from Ali saying, hey, we're interested in talking to you about being title sponsor. And I turned to John and I'm like, what is this about? Are you kidding me? A title sponsor, a bowl game? That's incredible. And it all worked out. And I'll tell you, we are really, really excited to be able to give this opportunity to Tucson, especially, Matt, since this was the last bowl game allowed by the NCAA. No more bowl games.
Exactly. So they saved the best for last.
They did.
Now, I want to know, in John's perspective, how hard is it to get John to a place where he says, well, let's look at it?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been working with John for a long time, so it did get a little it did take a little bit. But I'll tell you, the negotiations was never about how much ad space we'll get, how much visibility Nova will get. It was always about where the proceeds of the bowl will go to. And everybody agreed that the proceeds of this bowl, the net proceeds, will all go to charity. And that's why Nova got involved, because this is our community. We're born and raised here in Tucson. This is where our headquarters are. This is where we live, many of us. And we knew we needed to give back to this community. So it's not even just about the incredible, we'll get to this, the economic impact that the bowl brings, but it's really all about giving back to charity.
And last year, in your in the first, in the inaugural Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. I heard it was like $85,000, $90,000 went to charity last year.
Yes, we were really excited.
That is no small chunk of change.
It's not, but we can do better. And I think this year we'll even do better.
You know, the community is all abuzz about this bowl game. You know, it was so much fun last year. We've got a little bit more time to plan this year. But it really is. I mean, the game is the epicenter of that experience. You know, we're going to be having fans all across Arizona come down. We're going to fill Arizona Stadium.
Yes.
We're going to be talking to Mike Fader here in a couple minutes. We're going to get his ideas about who some of the teams might be for us to play. He's saying, don't put me in that position. But anyway, but the bowl game itself, of course, kicks off 3:30 after p.m. On December the 30th. But it really is kind of bigger than the game itself. This is a whole...
It's a football festival.
Story that's going on.
It's a football festival. So we had 90 days to put last year's bowl game together.
Wait a minute now.
I know.
90 days?
90 days.
To put a college football postseason bowl game together.
We did it in 90 days, and it was awesome. And if you were there, and I hope a lot of you were, I know at least 23,000 of you were, you thought that that game was a game that had been played many, many times. That the stadium looked amazing. I mean, it ran like a professional NCAA football bowl game. It was incredible. So this year we have a full year, and we wanted to make it more than just a football game. It's a football festival. It's it includes an incredible downtown block party,
right,
presented by Barrio Brewing. It's going to have an amazing Desert Diamond tailgate festival, which will feature, are you ready for this, Matt?
I can't wait.
Okay, I worked really hard on this. I'm a 90s girl, right? I'm a 90s girl. We booked the Gin Blossom.
Oh, my gosh.
To play the tailgate.
The Grammy-nominated Gin Blossom.
The Grammy-nominated Gin Blossom.
Now, are you going to sing Hey Jealousy for us on live radio?
No. But that day, December 30th, in front of that stage, I'll be screaming it as loud as I can. I'm so excited.
Remind all of our listeners, I mean, this is really the best time to get the tickets. Get your tickets now.
Get your tickets
now. Get it out of the way, cross it off the list, and just start your celebrations early. Kim Adair, what's the best way that our listeners can get tickets and get them quickly?
Oh, the easiest way is to go straight to our website, which is NovaArizonaBowl.com. Click on tickets, and you will be able to choose from great ticket selections, which also include some parking passes, VIP tailgate opportunities, as well as our Nacho Average tailgate. And we'll have more details about that later in the show.
Yeah, the chief of the Charosphere himself is here, Ray Flores. He is duly appointed by the Flores family to talk about nachos like nobody else. He's going to be our guest here in the second half of the show, but we're going to be talking about nachos. NovaArizonaBowl.com. Get your tickets. What are the price ranges? I mean, you've got...
Oh, they start at $25.
$25 to go to a college football bowl.
And that gets you into the tailgate, which is a free concert by the Gin Blossoms.
Included in your ticket price.
Yes.
All right. We're going to be talking about that that experience a little bit later on in the show. But anyway, I want to thank Kim Adair, Nova Home Loans, for their leadership, for their passion, for really their spirit in doing what Tucson desperately needed. We needed to have a bowl game back, and you guys are at the center of all the success, and we are grateful for everything that you and your team at Nova Home Loans do.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, the executive director is in the house. Mike Fader, the executive director of the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. He's going to be talking about some exciting things happening at Cervezas tomorrow as the teams are announced. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
Hey, fellow foodies, what's that aroma in the air? It's the fragrance of fall, which means the great pumpkins have finally arrived. And no one celebrates pumpkin season like the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Try their award-winning waffle with spiced pumpkin seeds and bacon, or their pumpkin chili for those who prefer their pumpkin on the savory side. It's loaded with fresh veggies with just a kiss of pumpkin spice. And the girls got you covered for all your holiday dining and entertaining needs. I'm talking pumpkin pies, pumpkin breads, pumpkin cinnamon rolls, pumpkin cream cheese logs. It's a veritable pumpkin palooza. Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. Look for them on North Oracle Road, just south of Rudisill, or give them a call to place your holiday order. 408-9000. That's 408-9000.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another garage sale at Cerveza's Taco Garage. I mean, check it out. We got $3 domestic pints, $3.50 Mexican and crafty pints, $4 super crafty and local pints. The specials go on and on. $5 food fixes like Sonoran street corn, bacon fist, chicken chimis. We got Chipotle quesadillas. You are just surrounded by great Mexican-inspired, all kinds of great stuff happening here at Cerveza's. I am sitting here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at Nova Home Loans. Kim Adair is back with us.
Yeah.
Making our way through these beers like champions.
I am a beer champion.
I'm like shaking. I'm trembling in your presence. But anyway, here's a guy here who's doing a lot of trembling over the last couple of days, because keeping up with the algebra, the math, the scenarios, the algorithms around the decision who in the world is going to be facing off against each other at Arizona Stadium on December the 30th, and there's no one better to look into his crystal ball. You know, he's not going to be pulled into that.
He's not making eye contact.
He's not going to do it. The executive director of the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, our good friend Mike Vayner. Mike, how are you?
Good. I think I have to talk really fast to be on the show. I don't know what to do.
It's only an hour show. There's so much content to get into it.
I had some energy. My God. So quick. We're sitting here in Cervezas.
Here we are.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
At what time?
At 1 o'clock.
Okay. Just checking to see if you know it. 1 to 3, we will be right here for our Selection Sunday show. All of those specials you just read off, and I'm sure you have them to memory right now.
You know me too well.
We're going to have those tomorrow.
All right,
discount beer,
right.
Food specials. Ray Flores hooking us up.
He's a hero. You know, that garage sale usually only goes on Sundays from 4 to close. Ray says, you know what? That's not good enough for Selection Sunday. We're going to be doing those specials all day long.
All right. I'm not going to complain.
So 1 o'clock tomorrow, there's a Selection Sunday party at Cerveza. Say that three times faster after a couple of these
that
michiladas.
That was my transaction. I was moving into it.
King of the segue.
That you were going to say it.
So what's going to be happening here? So is this the official announcement, Mike Vayner, where we're going to find out and celebrate the two teams that are going to be going up against each other at the Arizona Bowl on December the 30th?
Yes.
Okay, great. No,
I hate doing that to radio people.
He's a man of many words,
oh my God.
Mike Vayner.
Of course. That's why it's called Selection Sunday.
Okay.
We're going to announce it now. We're not going to unveil it necessarily here.
Right.
But we will sure tell them. We have a show with Campus Insiders at 2 o'clock that is being done worldwide. So you're going to be on worldwide.
I'm a little nervous.
I know.
I like radio. The whole sort of Skype-y visual thing.
Right.
I mean, I want to keep my listeners. You know, I don't want to sacrifice them. But yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Campus Insiders. They're the Bulls official digital.
Oh, you can't read that yet.
Media partner.
Okay, hold that aside.
Okay.
We're talking about one thing at a time.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
All right. So the question you asked me, well, who's coming to the game? I don't know. It's only the day before. Why do you want me to come up with an answer like that? The teams are going to be announced. ESPN will slap our hands if we say anything.
Right,
they control the world. You know that.
I tried to break him down, Ken. He's impenetrable.
I will tell you some teams that are possible.
Okay. Now, we have a conference. We have kind of relationships with the conferences.
Sun Belt Conference.
Yes.
I would say, getting my crystal ball out right here, Idaho or South Alabama?
Idaho or South Alabama would be honored to have either of those teams here in Tucson. Absolutely.
Considering both of them have never left their state to play in a bowl game.
Okay, wait. Idaho's got two bowl victories under their belt, a humanitarian bowl, but those were both played in Idaho. So they've never played outside of their home state.
Which means
that, would be so cool.
That they haven't played out of their state. I swear I said that before.
I think you said
Didn't
it.
I
thought you said it.
You're listening to the Mike Fader Sports Show on 104.1 KTC.
South Alabama
right.
has been a Division I team for 4 years only.
Wow.
Ironically, Idaho is leaving Division I football to go down, but South Alabama has played in one bowl game in its history in the state of Alabama.
There it is.
Which means it's that they haven't played a bowl game outside of the state. Golly.
Maybe I have one and done. One beer and I'm done.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Not at its pervasive.
And I don't even drink.
Okay, so South Alabama, Idaho, two schools that have rabid fan bases. You know, they'd be traveling. So obviously something happened with the Arizona
University
Black-Cats
of Arizona
right
is now down by 7 with 4 minutes to go.
Oh, listen to him. It's like, this is like a sports
He is like, it
show.
Is. I love it.
All right, what about on the other side?
Okay, the other side is the Mountain West side. Why don't we say it's between six teams?
Anything can happen.
Tonight at 5:45 during the show, the Mountain West championship game will take place in Laramie, Wyoming.
Okay.
Between San Diego State and Wyoming. The winner of that game will most likely go to Las Vegas. Okay, you following along with
us? I'm right with you.
Hawaii, who qualified, is staying home at Hawaii.
Yes. All right.
Boise State, most likely, will go to the Cactus Bowl because the Pac-12 didn't qualify enough teams.
Right.
They get to go down. So now we're moving down the road a little. New Mexico, rumor has it that they might stay home and play in the New Mexico Bowl, which they did last year against the
right,
U of A.
Right.
What does that leave?
Colorado State
yep.
and Air Force and San Diego State.
That would be correct.
Now
yeah.
listen to Kim.
So I need a buzzer.
She's like gung, really gung, gung, gung.
She's right. So there's my answer.
Okay.
There will be one of those three teams.
Colorado State.
Who was here last year
here last
and brought
year.
Over 6,000 fans.
The Rams. Right. We have the
Air,
other,
Force.
Air Force. That would be huge.
That would be amazing.
That would be huge.
I mean, the entire Davis-Monte community. I mean, can you imagine the shuttle?
Hey, we don't have many people listening to this show, right?
No, just us.
Okay, good. We want Air Force. How's
we
that?
Want Air Force. Okay, great. Great.
But we don't know that we're going to get them. And last, San Diego State, which was 2-3 weeks ago, was in the top 20 nationwide, has a Heisman candidate, Donnell Pumphrey. And they're pretty good.
All right. Well, look, we're going to continue this conversation. We now have kind of a short list of some of the teams that we would be honored to host.
But they didn't come for me.
They didn't. Of course, someone told you.
Yeah, right.
You're right. All right. Anyway, well, we're going to keep our conversation going with Mike Fader and Kim Adair. We're going to be talking about the more delicious that the community can expect on the food and beverage side. I know you don't drink,
I don't
Mike,
know how I'm on that
but
one.
We're going to be talking
I'm
about
the worst eater in the world.
And we're going to be sitting down with Ray Flores himself talking a little bit about Nacho Average Tailgate Festival presented by Modelo. You don't want to miss one more delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I think that fall is one of the most delicious seasons of the year. So please join me in celebrating the flavors of fall at a restaurant that takes this season seriously. Commoner & Co. Start with a bruleed blue cheese tart with a ginger snap crust, or a fall harvest salad with a bounty of butternut squash, red apples, and spiced pumpkin seeds. And then warm your soul with a bowl of rigatoni bolognese with Wagyu beef, mozzarella curd, and ricotta. You'll also enjoy a number of other dishes that represent the year's harvest, as well as some fun fall cocktails that are being shaken and stirred even as I speak, like right now. And on Mondays, all season long, it's half off all bottles of wine. Fall is officially in season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Philip's Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You are listening to Matt Russell and On the Menu Live, broadcasting live from Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetmore Road, right near the Tucson Mall. Where are you at? It is a garage sale of epic magnitude. Come on down here and join the party, but it's not just tonight. It's actually tomorrow. And again, Mike Fader, the executive director of the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, said we're going to be doing a party here at Cerveza's. Selection Sunday happens at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And not only are we going to be celebrating the two teams that are going to be coming here to play at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl, but we're also going to be having a great partnership here with Campus Insiders with a show that's going to be broadcast on Campus Insiders at 2 o'clock.
Without question. And there will be interviews with the two head coaches, we hope. We're going to have a lot of fun things going on. We're going to have surprise giveaways. We're going to have beer and food specials, just like we said. So Campus Insiders, great partner. I mean, I look here, and I don't read well, but looking at the list that the Campus Insider sent us, this is crazy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Matt and I and Kim, we've been on it. Come on, you got to do something cool for the broadcast.
Right.
And this is online. ASN is our TV partner. Without trying to read this, unique game watching experience featuring a referee point of view camera and other unique camera angles. Okay, that's number one.
That sounds awesome.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, but a referee who we're going to find out that he's not watching the game.
I know.
He's going to be looking the other way in the plays on the field.
No one ever gets to see what the referee is looking at.
We're just going to see the Dr. Pepper guy, right?
But it's going to prove that they don't know what's going on.
That's right.
Absolutely.
No, just kidding. Number two. 3D telestrations. Okay, you know that you would be insane on a telestrator board. Okay, you go over here, you go over here, then this line here. So 3D telestration and player tracking elements, this is a quote, elements that are interesting for any sports fan to watch. Expanding the reach beyond just the fans of the teams playing in the game. Okay, so you understand that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is like a multimedia extravaganza. It's not just watching the game.
I don't figure out the 3D part. If you're watching on a computer screen, how is it 3D?
Oh, you just wait.
Okay.
You just wait.
There,
Campus Insiders, nothing is impossible.
There is the tease. Okay. And lastly, well, definitely not lastly, in the game itself, they're going to have behind-the-scenes 360 and virtual reality experiences. Virtual reality,
yeah.
Do we have to wear those big goggles?
Let's hope so.
Oh, my God. I need to carry those around the stadium.
Everyone say, look, that must be Mike Fader walking there.
Yeah, right, with the goofy-looking thing on his head. As they come through the tunnel, a look inside the team locker rooms and sideline access.
Right.
So you could tell. They just got all kinds of stuff going. The game, we hope, it's going to be on Twitter. It'll be probably the only bowl game on Twitter this bowl season. That's
really neat because the only other football entities doing that is the NFL.
We're comparable to the NFL. I can't believe that.
You know, all of the
minus
things,
a few zeros. But.
baby steps, Mike Fader.
Oh,
baby
gotcha,
steps.
Gotcha.
All of the things you listed really differentiate this game away from all of the other bowls being played this season. Is that right?
I mean, you know, what's been the goal of Nova? You know, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it the best.
Yes.
You know, we're going to step up. We're going to really do things that other people don't do. How many bowls have a nacho festival? I mean, really? I mean, are you kidding me?
And any bowl that does have a nacho festival, how many can convene 30 gourmet nacho purveyors?
And I will make another prediction. There will not be another bowl this year or last year or the year before that had the Chin Blossoms performing.
No. Oh, he's good. No. What a prediction that is.
Yes.
So if you can't make the Sunday selection party at Cervasa's, shame on you, but you can still watch the Campus Insider show at campusinsiders.com. I think, you know, there's a dedicated link for the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. You can watch all of the action. They're going to be doing live cutaways, the crowd reaction here at Cervasa's.
Yep.
It's going to be so much fun. Again, Campus Insider.
Now, I also heard, and this is unconfirmed, I heard that Kim Adair is going to be singing at the downtown block party. Did you hear that,
no,
Matt?
Are we breaking news on this show?
Kim Adair? My gosh.
That will definitely not be happening.
That was like the Alonzo Trier rumors that said he was going to be playing today.
Yes.
I was really happy to hear that Barrio Brewing Company got behind in a big way to kind of bring the downtown block party to us. Of course, Arizona's oldest craft brewer, all the way back to General Benz. There was only one brewer that got this whole thing started back in the early 90s, and it was General Benz, and they continue to break records time and time again. Having Barrio Brewing as a partner with Nova, that says something about two great organizations working together, right, Kim?
Yes, so fun. We're so excited to have Barrio participating in the downtown block party.
I guess that means we're going to have beer at the downtown block party.
Well, there had better be.
You know what, Mike? I bet there's going to be beer in a lot of different places related to this bowl.
I have actually heard that.
I've heard that myself.
And Matt, I've heard a rumor that beer is going to be sold to the general public at Arizona Stadium that day game.
Not inside the stadium.
That's what I heard.
Okay, the last time I had a beer in Arizona Stadium, I was too young to have a beer at Arizona Stadium.
Well, I'm just telling you, that seems to be the talk, more to follow.
Now, could we be setting a trend? I mean, if that happens and that gets a done deal, can there be this community upswell, this rise up, and people say, you know what, we're going to do it now. We're going to continue to have beer at every Arizona game.
Perpetuity.
Kim and I are staying away from that one.
Kim and I
will refuse to comment on that one.
Yes, absolutely.
All that matters is what's going on December 30th at 3:30.
That's exactly right. Well, again, December 30th, 3:30 p.m. kickoff. Second Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Get your tickets now at NovaArizonaBowl.com. We are going to pay some bills here and hear what the news has to say. Take a news break. And when we come back, filling in all the gaps with food and beverage talk, speaking so poetically about both, is Ray Flores himself. He's going to be sitting down with us talking about nachos in this live broadcast from Cervasa's Taco Garage. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and if your family is like mine, you gotta have a salad with your pizza, right? I mean, I think it's just as important as the wings and the beer. And when looking for standout salads to accompany our pizza pies, we look no further than Tino's. Family-owned and operated for 32 years, Tino's Pizza just launched a new salad menu that features 8 fresh options, including new chicken Caesar, spinach, and caprese salads, all made with the freshest of ingredients and house-made dressings. And what fine companions they'll make for one of Tino's signature sandwiches, calzones, or pizzas, like the iconic Big Mo, a 20-inch pizza powerhouse that you have to see to believe. If you're looking for an honest and authentic neighborhood pizza joint, do what I've been doing for decades and ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
Welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio. We are broadcasting live from the best garage sale in the galaxy. That's the way they do happy hour here at Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetma Road, just near the Tucson Mall. And again, this show could not be possible coming to you week in and week out were it not for the very strong and loyal sponsorship of so many great people in this community. And I'd be remiss to do the rest of this show without thanking them. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Tucson Originals, Tucson Foodie, Tino's Pizza, Jerry's Cigars, Frosh Travel, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, and Russell Public Communications. And I am also happy to welcome back for the rest of the show our celebrity co-host for this week, the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Business Development for Nova. I just love it. That's such a great word. Nova Home Loans,
yes,
Kim Adair.
I love it.
Now, I see you got another beer. That's very, very nice. Now, listeners...
Are you surprised?
What a shock! We're back here with Mike Fader as well, the executive director of the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. We're all excited for kickoff 3:30 on December the 30th at Arizona Stadium. Go get your tickets now at www.novaarizonabowl.com. Mike?
This is the food show. I just want to send best wishes to Pat Connors from Pastiche.
Beautiful.
Pat's fighting a big battle with cancer right now. He had a really good post on Facebook today that the cancer has been reduced somewhat, but shout out, Pat Connors. Get well.
I love you, Mike. Pat is a hero. He is absolutely one of my most trusted brothers in the food world. We're actually going to be broadcasting our show on New Year's Eve from Pastiche. He's a fighter. And just like you said, you know, if the Cubs can do it, Pat Connors can do it. He's a fighter, and we love him, and we're praying for him and his family. I'm glad you brought that up.
That was my post today.
Way to go. Well, anyway, this guy needs no introduction to our listeners. But he's just so much fun to introduce. So let me just say, here he is in all of his magnificence, the chief of the Charosphere himself, a guy who makes and lives every day like it's Taco Tuesday, our good friend Ray Flores. Look at him.
I'm beaming right now with an introduction. I do live every day like it's Taco Tuesday.
You do!
And you know why? Because we don't make any money on Taco Tuesday.
Why start now?
Exactly. We do this for the fun of it.
He's blushing the hue of the chamoy that is making its way across this gorgeous plate, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But, Ray, tomorrow, big day here, not only for this community, not only for postseason football, for the bowl, you know, the galaxy of bowls, but also Cerveza's. 1 o'clock tomorrow at Cerveza's. What a party this is going to be, man.
It's going to be a great party. And you know what's so great about this? It's just like a family party because the folks at Nova Home Loans, a bunch of friends of mine for many years. I've grown up with the Volpes. I mean, I was a neighbor to Lance Dixon. These are great people in this community. They give, they give, they give, they do, they do, they do. That's how we were raised. That's how El Charo's been in my family for, you know, for the 95 years we've been doing it. We've been giving back to this community because they give so much to us. And then you get guys like you and Mike over here involved. It's just going to be an amazing party because it's a lot of great people that are family of Tucson, and that's what's important.
You know, talking about what's important, you know, like you said, the Flores family and your family of restaurants, all of your concepts, you know, not only here in Tucson, but Sarita and Chandler and Phoenix and Las Vegas. I mean, it really is all about sort of where service is at the heart of the culture. And a way to serve this community is joining together and aligning with companies like Nova Home Loans to do what seems right and what feels right. And when we hear Kim talking about how local charities are going to benefit from this world-class athletics event, that's why you guys are in.
100%. Look, this is a big commitment from Nova. This is a big commitment. Ali Farhang, I, fraternity brothers. Nobody
what?
Knows that.
Oh,
we were, you know, freshman year.
I didn't
you know,
know that.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think he's a year younger than me, although I think I look better right now. Sorry, Ali.
More hair.
Yeah. Ali and I are good friends. You know, like I said, I mean, Paul throws his Halloween party every year down at El Char. This is a cool event. We didn't do this about for the money. We're not doing this for the ROI. This is about friendship and throwing a great party because Tucson needs more of that because it's what makes a community whole.
Exactly. And I couldn't imagine a better way to say it because holism is what we're all about.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're trying to weave this tapestry where what we do matters. We want to have it make an exponential difference in the lives of others. And when you think about the work that you do collectively as companies, that really is the mission. And it's just an honor for me to play a small part in it. And, of course, eat and drink at Cerveza's.
We love having you. Matt, look, you are the announcer of all announcers. You're the MC of all MCs. We need somebody to correlate and connect all this verbally so people go, well, wait a minute, what the hell's going on? And Matt answers it.
You know, I interviewed Guy Fieri on this show a few years ago, and Guy told me, you know what, I want you to do my eulogy at my funeral. I don't want to be, oh, Guy hosted Diners, Drive-Ins, and where he's going to be missed. He wants me to do the eulogy. So anyway, but you know what, he might outlive me. I don't know. But anyway, we heard a lot of talk about this Nacho Average Tailgate Festival presented by Modelo, and yes, the secret's out. That's why Kim and I hoisted Modelo Especials before. That's why my lovely wife Nancy chose Modelo as her cerveza of choice for this Michelada that almost defies logic. I mean, you hold up this glass of Michelada, I mean, it's like a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, for crying out loud. So you, and we always need a little bass.
Yep,
at the party. Rob Bass, Rob Betancourt, you guys got together and said, you know what? This town, talk about culture and anchor and things that this community is known for. We know nachos. Let's show the world, right?
Exactly. We wanted to have a party. I mean, when you think about it, a football game and the tailgate, we wanted to have the best tailgate. We thought about, well, what will bring people together, like a food festival? Nachos, it's so Tucson. It's so Arizona. We've got so many great restaurants that have been inspired by our Sonoran culture. And it doesn't matter if it's my buddy Lindy down at Burger Place or Travis at Parrish. There's a bunch of great people coming together. They're going to serve a bunch of great nachos. The fans are going to be overwhelmed with the flavor out there. It's going to be a beautiful day in Tucson, as we're so lucky to have. And, you know, what else can we have but Modelo partying with us? They're great people. But you also mentioned Barrio. This is, again, think about the community. We've got Hensley Beer, who distributes Barrio. We've got Finley Beer, who distributes Modelo. And you know what? There's no gloves, guys. There's no gloves. They usually compete against each other. They're coming together for the Arizona Bowl. Hands off. Doesn't matter. We're in. They said we're in. Modelo came to play. Barrio Beer came to play. They're usually in the competitive sphere, not for the Arizona Bowl. This is about Tucson, about community. I implore you, I beg you, get out there and buy tickets for your friends, for your family. Make them gifts. Make them enemy prizes. I don't care what you do. Get some tickets and go to the bowl game. We need you to do it.
You talk about Hensley, and you talk about Finley, and everybody just leaves all that crap at the door, and they say, we're going to do this right. We're going to do it for this community. And it's getting back to something Kim said. You know, you said, you at Nova Home Loans looked at this, and you just said yes. And everybody we talk to, Ray Flores, when we're looking at the stakeholders of partners, like Mike Fader is talking about our media partners. We're talking about our corporate partners. We want to talk about the nonprofits. Everybody is seeming to say yes to this bowl game because it's bigger than the bowl.
It is. It is all about making Tucson a better place to be. And having a bowl like this to end our year strong is phenomenal. Look, last year they pulled off an amazing event. That was phenomenal. How long did we have again?
90 days.
90 days. Hell, I don't know if I've showered sometimes for 90 days.
Okay. Now, you said all these gourmet nacho purveyors are going to get together. When Kim first shared this kind of idea with me, she said, Matt, we're going to have 30 gourmet nacho purveyors. And I loved that because I mean, people, this is an art. It's a craft.
I thought I was excited. When I saw your face, I knew it was going to be successful.
We were in that same meeting.
You were so excited.
I mean, you think, okay, nachos. Oh. Yeah, we're going to get some corn chips. We're going to pump out some cheese out of a pump.
We're bringing the rain. Rob Bass, who does all the good festivals in town, he does the Michelada Fest. He does the Bacon Fest. I said, Rob, I want you in this. I got to get you involved. Rob got involved. We're doing Nacho Fest, and we're going to take it to the next level. At our restaurants and all the restaurants in town that are participating, we've got nearly 30 signed up right now. This is going to be an eating and sports frenzy.
Now, remind our listeners exactly where the Nacho Festival fits into the bigger tailgate experience. So Kim said, you buy your ticket to the game, your ticket will actually get you into the Desert Diamond Casino Tailgate Festival, the Gin Blossoms included in that. But for the Nacho Festival, there's a little bit kind of a different deal.
Yes, so the Nacho Festival is adjacent to our Desert Diamond Casino Tailgate Festival. It costs an extra $15 to get in. That's because you're going to get free nachos from 30 delicious gourmet nacho purveyors, along with some delicious Modelo product and sodas and waters. And so it costs a little more. You have to have a bowl ticket and an extra $15 ticket to get into the Nacho Fest. But it's worth it.
I mean, I can't imagine. You said $15?
15 extra bucks. That's it.
And does that mean, so I pay my $15 additional for my little nacho upgrade, and then do I get to actually taste each of the 30-some-odd entries in the competition?
Yes.
That's just 50 cents a taste, Matt. Do the math.
A I've
got these mathematicians on this show all of a sudden.
You guys forgot that they get 60 ounces of beer.
That's all you had to say, Mike.
Yes,
that's all you had to say.
My gosh, $15?
You know your audience.
60 ounces of beer.
And now
this is an interactive experience, Ray. So you taste around the nacho spectrum, and you actually get to decide who you think has what it takes to be crowned the Nacho King or Queen. And so it's going to be a people's choice, right?
Absolutely. And we're going to bring these guys out on the field in the halftime, and we're going to announce this. Let me tell you, for a chef to go down on U of A Bear Down Stadium during a bowl game and be awarded the Nacho King, I think these guys are going to...
Or Queen.
And they are going to be killing each other to get that prize. I mean, this could be the crowning achievement for some of these chefs.
Quite literally.
Quite literally.
Now you've handpicked 30-some-odd nacho purveyors. Now, was there like a queso quarterfinal or something to get to the point where they've risen to the pinnacle of their competition? Or did you say, look, you know all these guys anyway.
I think Rob and I had such a simple process. We just said, well, we're going to put it out there and see what people say. And right away, they came to the table. I mean, we've got Armando Duarte. We've got Travis Peters. We've got Lindy. We've got some of the best guys in this business and girls coming to the table to make nachos for the Tucson community and put it out there for everybody to pick who will be the Nacho King and Queen.
The anticipation of 2016 is killing me. And I can almost assure you, although I don't know, but I can almost assure you that there will not be neon orange processed cheese being pumped out of an industrial machine. I don't know. Nachos, this is beyond chips and cheese, Ray.
100%.
As we have recently discovered, because the Honorable Chef Gary Hickey just dropped his artistry on this table. Now, I ask you, is Cervases ready to compete against, you mentioned Travis Peters. I mean, what Travis Peters is going to do with nachos, I'm almost frightened. I mean, I can see a whole pig at the center of a big bowl of chips. This is nachos, Parrish style. But have you guys really kind of thought about what you want to bring to this game?
Well, one of the things that we like to do when we do festivals is we like to make sure that whatever we do, we can then put on our menu. Just like On the Menu Live.
Hey, there we go. Hey, what a great idea.
No kiosks, no computer touchpads. We've got menus here. And
real menus.
We employ people. And when we do it,
we can do a whole show on what you just said, by the way.
100%.
And we will.
when you do a nacho festival, we want to make sure that we can bring it back and do it in-house. So we tend to simplify what we do so that we can execute every day, because that's what we are. We're open almost every day of the year. So we're doing we're sampling here right now. We've got a chopper shrimp nacho, which is based on our famous chopper shrimp tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, it's amazing grilled shrimp, applewood bacon, diced jalapeno. Gary's come up with his own secret sauce there on top. That's a killer nacho right there.
He didn't share with you on what they're going to do at the Nacho Fest. He avoided that question completely.
Well, he's always keeping something a little up his sleeve,
Can't tell the competition.
Well, and we've got a few brands and a few different chefs that may bring different things. But today, we're sampling a little.
Okay, that secret sauce is not going to be a secret, because I got to break Gary Hickey down. I got to have him disclose every ingredient that goes in. That is beautiful. That is a spice-forward, creamy, velvety kind of sauce that obviously is cascading its way over these chips. Chopper shrimp, so you got bacon, you got shrimp, this secret sauce. Can you at least have Gary whisper in my ear?
I'm a little bit concerned about it. He's already done one radio show today. I can't let Gary go too big, because then I'm out of chef.
Okay. All right, yeah, we don't want to be out of chef.
We can't be out of chef.
I mean, we can't be out of Gary.
No.
Crying out loud.
Because
life without Gary Hickey, I mean, look, can we just take a moment to imagine what that would be like?
Well, I can tell you one thing. He does a pretty good James Hatfield imitation, if you know the Metallica lead singer. He looks a little bit like him.
You know, the resemblance is uncanny. Actually, I don't know that we've ever seen him and James Hatfield in the same room at the same time.
I think you're right.
I see that.
Did you try these nachos, Kinadair?
I'm going to say... Your secret, I don't know what's in that secret sauce. That is the best sauce I've ever had in my entire life.
I'm writing that down. Writing that down because I've never heard of a testimonial like that. The best sauce she's ever had in her life, Gary Hickey.
I could use that on anything.
I think everybody that does a loan in 2017, the Nova Home Loan Nachos, should come to the table and be brought up. I'm sure John will pay for it.
You're going to give him a coupon.
Now, look at this. Now, look, she's originating nine loans right now. Look at the line right
this time. Loans and nachos.
I think, Ray, I think you guys are on to something. I think this is I think this has serious chances.
Well, don't stop there because next to that, the nacho burger.
What?
Gotta do a nacho burger. So here's our Cerveza's nacho burger. And we're going to be featuring these all month because you know what? We want to promote Nacho Festival, Arizona Bowl. Our team's going to be all over it. Our staff is all excited about it. We can't wait to have people visiting from out of town to our lovely city, the city of gastronomy, Tucson, Arizona.
Only one in North America, right?
Hope
so, and thank you to UNESCO, the arm of the United Nations, that duly anointed Tucson with that great title. We take it very seriously here. Food is such a cultural tradition here in Southern Arizona. Okay, we're going to be sinking our teeth into that burger here after our trivia question. But, Ray Flores, have you thought about something fun to ask our listeners? Of course, whoever sends me an email with the right answer, the first one gets a Cerveza's gift card. Stakes are high, fellow foodies. What's a good question to ask our listeners this week?
What two beers go into a Campechana at Cerveza's?
Great question. What? Okay, there's two beers and only two beers.
And only two beers.
That have passed the test to earn their way into the Campechana.
But a hint.
Okay.
One of them is a sponsor of the Nacho Fest.
Okay, so if you've been listening to this show, you're halfway home. What two beers do they put in the Campechana, the world-renowned Campechana here at Cerveza's? If you think you know the answer to the question, send me an email right now on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, on themenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to get a Cerveza's gift card. We're going to take another quick commercial break. Thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, Kim Adair, you and I, and of course Mike Fader, you know, he doesn't drink, but I bet he eats. We're going to go head first into this nacho burger like champions that we are. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you know how much Nancy and I love Jamie Sloan Wines. And we're inviting you, along with Jamie and Kim Sloan themselves, to join us on an exclusive wine river cruise down the majestic Rhone River next October. Together with Terry Ormland, independent travel consultant with Frost Travel, our friends at AMA Waterways have thought of everything, and they'll see to it that we experience the best that the south of France has to offer. We'll taste premium wines from the regions of Beaujolais, Lyon and Provence, personally tour some of the wineries that we've only dreamed about, and set out on excursions from truffle and olive farming to gourmet chocolate tastings. And foodies will surely relish the world-class cuisine that'll be prepared especially for us against the backdrop of the world capitals of gastronomy. Learn more by going to my website today, onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link to save $750 per person if you book by November the 30th. That's onthemenulive.com, and click on the cruise link. Or just call Terry Ormland today at 520-405-7862 and get ready for an experience that food and wine memories are made of.
And we're back here listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH, here live from the best garage sale in the galaxy, Cerveza's Taco Garage on Wetmore Road, right near the Tucson Mall. Back with Kim Adair from Nova Home Loans and Mike Fader, the executive director of the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. Mike's like, what does it take to get into that burger? I mean, it's just sitting there.
He's looking.
You know, Ray has to sort of bring us in gently and lovingly. The invitation has to be intentional. The invitation has to be done with passion and with intention. And right before that, let's remind everybody, get your tickets to the game right now, NovaArizonaBowl.com. All the information is there on all the events. You can buy your tickets. You can even buy your Nacho Average Tailgate Festival ticket for an additional $15. NovaArizonaBowl.com is going to have all the answers to your questions. And Mike Fader.
And become a friend. Facebook and Twitter, Nova AZ Bowl.
Nova AZ Bowl on Facebook, on Twitter, I think on Instagram.
Correct.
Absolutely. We want to remind all of our listeners to do that and do that now. Ray, okay, the nacho burger. I'm struggling here because I know there must be some sort of a protocol. I'm a little intimidated because I don't know sort of where or how to begin. Is there a Flores fashion for approaching and with reverence this burger that has come out of Chef Gary Hickey's kitchen?
Well, I think you need to first pull those jalapenos off and then and pick what's your poison, because that's a big stack of jalapenos.
Okay. Now, this literally is a stack. It looks like there's about 9 or 10 Are these pickled jalapenos, Chef Gary Hickey? Yeah, pickled jalapenos. All right, I'm going to put about four in just to prepare my palate for deliciousness.
Look at that.
I'm in.
Oof. Wow, look at Matt eat jalapenos. Wow. That's a man Kemp, right there,
up.
Ladies and gentlemen. That
you're
is
up.
A man.
Wow, I don't even know where to start with that.
Okay, now I'm ready.
All right. Let's take the let's
out
take
comes
the
sword.
Out.
All right, you call it a spear, I call it a sword.
Tomato.
It could be a weapon of mass destruction. All right, now am I going to go in on this? Do I pick up my knife? I picked up my knife, and Gary sort of looked at me. Matt, I've never seen you pick up flatware before.
Are you a man? Pick that burger up.
All right, you do a play-by-play.
Okay. We are sharing this thing, aren't we? I mean, I love you, bro, but I don't want the sloppy seconds. Can we cut it in half?
Buy your own show, Ray.
I watched Ray eat this last night, yesterday, when we were doing a sound check here.
To satisfy Kim Adair's fantasy of watching me eat this burger like a hero, you're going to get that same experience, even just me eating half.
All right.
You know, let's even just do this for crying out loud. Mike's probably got the weird thing. I'm cutting it into fourths. Now,
we need a side plate. Oh, look at this. Gary also brought us some nacho taquitos, so we can pass those down as well.
Okay. So even the fourth of this burger has got some heft to
it. Okay.
It's got some weight on it. Okay. So I'm going in, which means I have to move
my
microphone.
Looks like there's some guacamole on
there. By the way, I want to let you all know, and this is an ode to my friend Pat Connors also, because I fought cancer a couple years ago. I know what he's going through to an extent, and I'm with him also in that battle, and the neuropathy that he talked about the other day on Facebook. I've got my gabapentin in my pocket. I know what it's like. But a while back, our company changed to all-natural beef and chicken, and there's a big reason why. We don't want to eat meat with added hormones and added antibiotics, and this is an all-natural burger. This is the only meat we serve at Cervezas. So when you come in here, you're eating an all-natural, beautifully raised, grass-fed beef burger. This is the way to eat right here.
Yes.
And, you know,
who's our bakery? Sunrise Bakery?
Yes.
And local bakery Sunrise, they do an amazing job for us. They bake all our bread. Phenomenal burger.
God bless you, Ray Flores. All right, so we're going to taste meat the way meat is intended to be, and the meat is intended to taste like. Are we going in? All right, Kim, you're going to have to do play-by-play.
Let's go. He takes his mouth. He wraps it around that burger. That whole quarter almost went in. He's chewing.
This
He's
reminds
licking
me of
his,
July
licking his
4th,
fingers.
Watching the hot dog eating contest. Except you got to be dipping in water.
You look like pure ecstasy has gone over your face.
Let me tell you what we added to this, that little kick. We make pork pibil. So we've got cochinita pibil on top of the nacho burger. That's the shredded pork that you eat with. It's fantastic.
All I have to say is, may God bless the Hickey household. I mean, I got to say, just the differences in texture. You're thinking about a burger. You're thinking, okay, well, I'm going to have a nice sort of pillowy soft bun, nice tender. By the way, the turn on that beef, Gary, perfect. You don't want to go any more. You don't want to go any less. He knew I was coming. Actually, no. That's the way they serve all the guests here. Perfection. The crunch coming off there, the beautiful spice. This is on your menu right now, Ray?
It's going on this month.
Okay. Put your microphone up so we can hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm stuffing my face. I don't know. Maybe I should continue talking about it. It's going on the menu this month because we're doing this because we want to promote the Arizona Bowl and the Nacho Gate.
All right, the nacho.
That's what matters.
That is exactly what matters. Well, this burger
My
matters.
Kids have a Christmas pageant. I'm like, I don't care.
Now,
I'm promoting Nacho Gate.
Now, see, Kim, I have saved you. I have saved you quite a bit of the burger.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so you and Mike are actually going to take that down like the heroes I know you are. You know, the world is watching. That's radio. The world is listening. But anyway, Ray Flores, I've been hearing some exciting things about what's happening out at Tucson International Airport. There is going to be a wholesale transformation of the food and beverage community at the airport in just a matter of months.
That's correct. We went out and put a team together of a bunch of local friends, and we bid on the Tucson Airport. They issued an RFP earlier this year. We were fortunate. We were able to win a spot there where we're going to take over both concourses with some friends of mine, a group called Creative Foods. They're a great group, family-owned business out of New York. They're coming in town, and like our direct flight from New York. A lot of New York people loving Tucson all of a sudden.
Right on.
And we were able to partner up with our buddy at Beyond Bread. We've got our friends from Noble Hops and Vero More. We've got Steve Tracy over at Thunder Canyon going to do some stuff for us. We're putting a Maverick in the Tucson Airport. We're putting a bar that's going to be themed after the Maverick.
The King of Clubs. The
King of Clubs. Got to have a Western bar in a Western town airport.
And there's this thread that's weaving through everything you said, and it is local.
Absolutely local. Arbuckle Coffee, You know, it's just going to be one of those things where, you know, we're going to be working with EG's and all of our brewery friends from Barrio to Dragoon to all of them are going to be, you know, to Borderlands. They're all going to come in under our umbrellas, and this is going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, we'll be back there with El Charro, which has been, for the last 10 years since we left there, we've had too many requests of why we're not there anymore, and we're back. So El Charro will be back at the Tucson Airport doing what we do, bigger, better than ever.
That's the way we love you, and we thank you. Our community's collective hat is off to you and the entire Flores family and your entire killer culinary crew. Ray Flores, from the bottom of my heart, you mean this so much to this community. You mean a lot to me, and our friendship matters most. Thanks so much.
Likewise, Matt. Love having you here. Love what you do. Thank you for everything that you do as well.
Thanks so much. Mike Fader and Kim Adair, the hour goes by so quickly when you're having so much fun. But anyway, thanks to the both of you. NovaArizonaBowl.com to get all your tickets. Thanks again for everything that both of you do to make this community such a great place to work, to live, and to play.
Thanks, Matt. That's so much fun.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, check it out online, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On The Menu Live. Cheers, and we'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.